وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic concepts related to humanity. And in the couple of previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, which covers the biographies and the seerah, the lifestyle, and the lessons from the life of the Prophet of Islam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great leaders of Muslim community from among his pure progeny. By covering these elements and these stories, we learn more about the virtues and personal elements, personality elements that are a standard and that are valuable according to Islamic teachings. In the previous episodes, we talked about different challenges that the Prophet had in establishing and building a Muslim community from zero. He started building Muslim community from zero from Mecca and continued this in Medina as well and later on. So one challenge was the pagans of Mecca, big challenge. Also, there was the challenge that the Prophet had with the Jewish communities of Medina, the betrayal and treason that these people displayed time and again against the Prophet. In back doors, they were trying to make alliance with the pagans in order to attack the Prophet, especially in the Battle of the Trench. It was the greatest example of treason at the time of war. And then after finishing that problem or that challenge, then we should also discuss about the other challenge that the Prophet had, and it was the challenge of hypocrites, munafiqun. Now, the concept of hypocrisy or nifaq in Islam and Quranic teachings is a very important concept. Like, after there you have kufr, which is disbelief, and then you have nifaq. According to some of the verses of the Holy Quran, that munafiqun are even lower than kuffar, infidels. Now, this is important to consider that according to Islamic teaching, sometimes if a person shows something that does not believe, okay, this is called nifaq. That such a person is lower than a person who honestly says or displays whatever that he believes or rejects. So nifaq in Arabic means a person who has kept for himself two ways always. It comes from nafaq, channel or canal. So it means that a person always preserves a way for him to come back. Like, for example, some people, when they joined the Muslim community, some of them even, you can say they did not join it, sincerely. They just saw themselves or found themselves caught up in the situation. So they displayed iman according to the Holy Quran. Some of them even would say that we bear witness. قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We bear witness that you are the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness that they are liars. So they would lie because the advantages of the iman and Islam, they wanted to have the advantages, but they did not want to sacrifice anything for Islam. Always looking for some time, for some opportunities to take advantage from this community, but never ready to sacrifice anything. This is the definition of nifaq. So these people, they were not few in Medina. Some of them, I mean, relatively speaking, and they pose challenges to the Muslim community in Medina. Inshallah, we're going to cover and continue the discussion after a short break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the challenge posed by munafiqun, hypocrites in Medina to the Prophet ﷺ and to Muslim community. And some of these people were very smart in concealing their true colors. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم. There are some of these munafiqun that you do not know them, we know them. And they were very smart, very complicated, very sophisticated. Because some of the munafiqun, everybody knew that they are munafiq. They're hypocrite, okay? It happens also in politics. And when it comes to sociopolitical issues, context, people realize that this person does not have any good reputation in this regard. He is an opportunist just trying to secure his own position. So everybody knows that, almost everyone. But then for some people or with some people, no, it gets more complicated. And that's why Quran says, لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. This level of nifaq, it's even hidden from you. So naturally, this is the natural level of the Prophet's knowledge, because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the Prophet knowledge of the unseen, but the Prophet ﷺ would not use that knowledge always. So Alm al-Ghayb was there, but it was not used always by the Prophet. Sometimes if he wanted, if he wished, he could have access to it. But normally he would not use Alm al-Ghayb here and there. So Quran says, when it says La ta'lamuhum, you do not know them, he talks about the natural, normal level of knowledge. Anyways, so munafiqun, there is this great distinction between different kinds of people, different types of munafiq, hypocrites. As long as it was a personal issue, personal hatred, personal evil intentions, anything, the Prophet did not have any problem with them. Actually, he would embarrass them. He would humble them with his great akhlaq. Now, all other companions would tell the Prophet, okay, why are you not encountering these munafiqs in the way that they encounter you, like impolite and rude? The Prophet would say, no, they are part of my community. And there is this hadith that the Prophet said, I do not like that people say that Muhammad put sword among his own companions. So maybe because of their reputation or because of the fact that they would not pose a challenging threat to the community, the Prophet ﷺ would not encounter them the way that they encountered the Prophet, and would most of the time humble them and embarrass them with his great akhlaq and manners. But then, if the hypocrites wanted to have an organized campaign, now there was a time that the Prophet would take action, would take measures to stop them, serious measures and immediate. That's very important. So not all people who are hypocrites are in the same boat. Some of them, they are like individual problems, personal problems they have. And that is true in Islamic societies as well. If a person has a personal problem, let him do whatever he wants, okay? But then if they are having an organized campaign, whether this campaign is a political campaign or a cultural campaign or anything, that they want to make a change in Islamic society, as a leader, you cannot just watch them do what they want to do, okay? You cannot watch them that they bring corruption to Muslim society. So this distinction is very valuable. We're going to talk about it, inshallah, in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.